How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and it has been over a year since I've actually recorded an episode. Yet, looks like you've been listening. I got my wrapped for the year a couple weeks ago, just as everybody else did. And thank you. Thank you. It was incredible. I'm 4 people's number one podcast. I'm like 16 top 10 or 15 or whatever. I appreciate everybody who's listened. I appreciate everybody who continues to listen once you start seeing more episodes coming out. So, yeah, clearly there was a huge time gap. It wasn't very good, but I want to record again. So what I'm going to do is record again. We're going to recap a little bit of the last year. If you recall last episode, I believe I was still in coffee, not sitting in a vat of coffee. I did not fill up my bathtub and bathe in coffee, but I worked in the coffee industry. So we heard a bunch of those stories. I'm also really sorry if you heard that. That's not going to get edited. These are raw recordings. So I'm going to, I worked in that industry. You heard all about that. You heard about all my fun times over there. I don't know if we've really talked. So I did move from one location to another to run it. Is in a business building. I will obviously not disclose any of these names, even though, you know, whatever. Anyway, I was getting a little frustrated for multiple reasons, you know, overworked, underpaid, underappreciated, you know, just like probably everybody who's listening to this podcast has either felt or does feel. So I worked my butt off for this company. I asked for this or that. Not hand-me's, not gimme's, but, you know, maybe a promotion. maybe a raise, you know, for running a shop. Apparently I got that raise when nobody told me about it. I also got it far after I had already started running that one. But anyway, so in there, going over in the business building, and, you know, every day you have to do your deposits. Otherwise, you have to, like, let loss prevention know that you've missed a deposit. So, or not missed, but have a late deposit. So down the hall is where we would do our daily deposits, and I kind of got to thinking, you know, it's a bank, it's a big bank, I don't know, do I want an office job, do I want to sit at a desk, do I want to, like, bank? The answer was probably not, at least at the time, but what I did know was that these people make way more money than me. There is a work-life balance to be had. And, there's good things, right? So I was like, should I take the hit with, you know, should I take the hit with a desk job and just try to make a good living and have benefits and, you know, try to make a better situation for myself and my family, or should I, stick with this and just kind of hope for the best. Well, I decided to take that risk, and I'm really glad that I did because I love it. But at the moment, it is still retail. I've got the hours, I've got the holidays, I've got the pay. Well, you know, yeah, more than I would have at the other place in any position almost. And you know, you get the good stuff. I've got the good, cushy corporate, whatever. Well, I don't know. Yeah, corporate, but whatever, right? I've got the desk job that I was kind of like, meh, not necessarily a desk job, and not meh. But on the other hand, it is still retail. I still have long lines of impatient and sometimes angry people. You know, I still have call-ins that we have to shuffle around for, which, you know, obviously causes work. I've decided what I don't like about retail. I'm not sure if this has been expressed in this podcast. I'm over my workload and my stress level being dependent on whether my coworker shows up for work. There's a whole lot more. That's one of the biggest things, because I still do like the customer service, despite the podcast. But I do still enjoy doing the customer service, and I found a niche where I can go to get that and not have the retail side so much. But anyway, just kind of want to talk about my experience. So the initial branch that I worked at, got hired, whatever, right? Super slow inside of a business building that had mostly, remote workers. They are getting rid of, they're moving to a smaller space. We aren't, you know, we didn't go with. So I got transferred, and it was for my development, which was good because obviously it's doing really, really well. The transition was, I didn't feel like retail until I got to my new place because it's so much busier, standalone branch, whatever. Before I get into that, the actual standalone branch, the new location, I do have to say, when I was working at the other place, somebody called just to yell at somebody, and I was lucky enough to pick up the phone. So what happened basically was he calls and goes, "Hey, whose dumbass idea was it to put a bank in there where you were in a secure building?" And I was like, well, we're an amenity for the employees. You know, I mean, we're not necessarily a public branch. I can come down and get you and we can work together, but it is for the employees. And I had to say for the employees so many times. When people Google that, one showed up. It used to. It's not there anymore, but it used to show up. So, and sometimes it was people's closest branch. So we got some randoms. Like even one day on my walking back from the parking lot into the building from lunch, two people stopped me and asked if there was a bank inside and if one could use the ATM and one could open an account. I'm telling you guys, first of all, I love my job. Don't get me wrong. I love my new job and I love it a lot. But retail is retail. It doesn't matter what tale you're retelling, right? It's all a retelling, retail. So yeah, that dude literally just called to start yelling at me. He said, "Well, I know it's not your fault. I know, but I think it's just the stupidest idea that why would you put them in a secure building?" I was like, because it's for the employees. Like at one point, I was just like, "Can you just go out in the front?" I wanted to just be like, It's for the employees! Like, oh God. It was incredible. Why would that even be a thing? Because there's 7,000 employees in this building. There used to be. Good God. It was an amenity. Anyway. That was incredible to me. Absolutely incredible to me. So now I'm at a standalone retail public access. Not like TV, but like accessible by the public branch. There are incredible, it is incredibly busy. There's a few things I didn't realize going into the banking industry that I would have regulars and like regulars. Like I see some people 2 to 3+ times a week. And it's not necessarily even just businesses. Like, I understand businesses, you come in for your daily deposit. Like, there's someone we see from a certain place. And it's, you know, it's crazy. Anyway, it's crazy how busy it is. But what people I don't think really understand is that when you go to the bank, it's not a 2-minute, 3-minute, 4-minute transaction. First of all, computer, that program, those clicky clickies, just a lot of them, check this, check that, make sure we're good here, there, right? So aside, and if that's running perfectly, it still takes a few minutes. But like, then most people have questions. So we answer a couple of them. This is the thing. It's not a McDonald's transaction. And I'm not knocking McDonald's and those transactions, but it's not. The expectation for McDonald's is hot food now. You are waiting minutes, 5 minutes or less. You are waiting for your food. 5 minutes or less, right? That's absolutely not how going to the bank works. I don't care if you have a $10 deposit. I don't give a fuck. If you see a line, be ready to be there for a bit. Is it because we don't care about how long it takes? No. Because at some point, we will be like, okay, this conversation is not for the teller line. But if you come in and you have a question or two, I'm going to be like, nope, sorry, deposits and withdrawals only. No questions, can't think about anything. Email us, here's our card, here's my card. Ask me a question, make an appointment. That's not how it works. And the drive-thru, that's even worse. That's absolutely not how that works. Coming to a bank drive-thru, and I used to be, I'm sorry, but it used to be me. Why is it taking so fucking long? It's a goddamn deposit. Yeah. Well, the person working the window, depending on the size of the bank, sometimes some banks have 2, 3, 4 windows, you know, and sometimes just like every other retail. Can you hear me? Every other retail. Short-staffed. Even when we're like staff-staffed. Like, the branch I'm in is way too small for the amount of business that it does. There's 3 spots at the teller. There's 3 teller windows. And they're full all the time. But there's only 3 tellers. Even, I don't know, whatever. People are busy, okay? Busy, understaffed, especially at the end of the year. Shut the fuck. Don't you dare come at me with your dumb shit. I need my last minute, this, that, or the other thing. Not my fault. If I don't have $2,000 and pennies to give you for your fucking games, I'm sorry. But maybe you should have thought about that and ordered that shit ahead of time. Did you know that you can order currency at a bank? say, hey, I need this much. And we can get that ready for you, this much. As long as, you know, that's in your account and all that other stuff. But regardless, right? I just don't. It's incredible. So the drive-thru is the worst because people think that it's supposed to be bing, bang, boom, you know, 2 minutes. Here's my check. Can I have the cash? Can I get a sucker for my kid? A treat for my dog? Yeah, that's great. You have all of that. Isn't a fast food drive-thru. Not the liquor store in my last neighborhood's pickup window. Okay? I don't want to get my ass out of the car, so I'm going to sit in it and have someone do my banking. Just because you pull up and don't see anybody in front of you doesn't mean there's nobody inside. I'm going to promise you when you pull up to that window, there's probably somebody inside. And the way that my branch works is that one of the three tellers is in charge of drive-through. But if they're with a customer that's in-house, we will say, thank you. We are helping the person inside. We will be with you in just a moment. Like, and most of the time people are good with that. But I think a lot of the, and it's not their fault. It's how we perceive a drive-through. It's, I don't have time, patience, or energy to get out of my car and actually do something that involves human interaction. I'm going to sit in my car. I'm going to go through and get this food that takes a minute and a half to make, and I'm going to grab it, eat it in my car to my next destination. Not how banking works. So I just want to kind of like put that out there for anybody who's thinking otherwise. There's also this one time where this guy was, how is that a branch? I'm going to tell you this, okay? There were at least five color windows, okay? All staffed. Plus an extra staff or two at the drive-thru, or an extra staff at the drive-thru who isn't doing the other teller stuff. Okay, these people, it's a bigger branch. It's a much busier branch. Things were taking time. All of us had a customer who had something to check that was taking a minute, or sometimes just the stupid-ass system needs a reboot, and you're like, I'm sorry, and transaction didn't go through. Because my system froze, so I have to restart and sign in. I apologize about the inconvenience. But, like, shit happens. And I think I've said this before, and if you want, you can go back to a different episode, and I'm not sure which episode that is. But there is an episode where I'm in Grand Shanghai. It's going to be first, second, third episode where I talk about, if you don't have time, if you don't have time, if you have to be somewhere, don't go get something. I don't know, fuck what that is. Don't go to Target for a last minute something. You don't know what those lines are going to be like. You don't know if they're going to have the shit that you need. Don't come to a restaurant with 20 minutes to eat. Don't come to a sit-down restaurant with 20 minutes to eat and expect to be out of there. I've said this before, and it doesn't matter. Don't come to the bank if you need to be somewhere. I can't promise that there's not going to be a line. We have people who come in with like, anywhere between 3 and maybe 5 or 6 deposits at a time. I've got somebody who comes in. She knows, and that's not a complaint on them, but I'm just saying there are store managers, district managers who come with multiple deposits. Like this one lady comes in. She gives us her deposits. Sometimes it's like 4 or 5. And sometimes there's a change order involved. But she brings it. She goes, I'm going to go sit right there. She knows how long it's going to take. She goes and sits with them. Plus, if she's not the one who made those deposits, like if she's not the one who, sorry, if she's not the one who put those deposits together, she doesn't know that they're 100% correct. If they're just given to her in sealed bags for her to run to the bank. Don't go anywhere if you have somewhere to be. That is my friendly piece of advice for you. I think I was also going to talk about, this is silly, okay? This is just me being complainy, which is kind of what this entire fucking podcast is about. Oh God. So I was just going through my checklist. So I just, but next. All right. So it's 2024. Did I even say Happy New Year to you guys? I don't even know if I did. What a shitty fucking podcast host. I was like, hey, we haven't been seeing you guys for a year. I hope you guys had a good New Year. I hope you had a good New Year. I hope you had a good year. Because obviously I haven't been recording. If I'm not recording, I'm probably not going to do anything on social media. Nobody's doing it on social media anyway. Trying to get hold, ask questions, whatever. I don't, fuck, fine. I got plenty of stress to do this. Anyway, how was your 2023? How was your actual transition weekend to 2024? I hope it was all good. All your holidays were good. I hope everybody was happy and healthy. All that good stuff. Anyway, now back. Going back to the story. So it's 2024. Did I say Happy New Year? No, I'm just kidding. So it's 2024. Everybody has digital resources for everything. There, if it exists, there's a fucking app for it. Am I like, hey, everybody sign up for all the apps and do all the things on the phone. Don't do anything in person because people suck. No, I'm not. I'm not mostly. But we have digital resources for a reason, right? So I'm going to get into this. There's going to be these nitpicky complaints here because something will remind me of something else, I'm sure. But just like the whole choosing a chocolate thing and knowing what a macchiato was and all that stupid shit at my other place. Everything everywhere, right? So beautiful online resources. If you do the very basics, all you have to do is open up the app, sign in, and you already see your balances, okay? Look, I'm super happy to help you at the teller line. But if you are just transferring money from one of your savings accounts to one of your checking accounts, and you want to balance, or you need to know what your account number is and routing numbers, because we got, there are digital resources. Now, am I saying don't come in and ask me these things, especially to the older generation? Like, I get it. Everyone, people get nervous, you know. People are hesitant. They're also hesitant to learn new things, change old habits, to learn new ones. But just you utilize those resources. It's almost like, again, I know if you're bored, I know we all have Google. We all have Google. To ask things, you have Google. We can ask things of Google, but sometimes we want that. Sorry, I heard something and I didn't really like it. But sometimes we want human interaction. So I understand. Hey, I have a question. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to talk to this person because I need human interaction. That's great, but honestly, do you have to go to them? No, we have Google. Fact checking on Google. Okay. Anyway. So a little distracted there for a second. Just hear our noises, we're good. So fact checking on Google, we don't need a great digital resource. Wonderful. If you're complaining about how long it takes to get into the bank, or if you're complaining about something else, this is going to have to tell you this and that separately. Digital resource. If you need me to transfer money for you, just fucking do it on your phone. If you don't have a smartphone, then go to your computer. If you have a computer, use your tablet. Okay. Don't complain to me when you can do shit on your own, right? Come to me. That's great. But you know what? If I'm unavailable, if you can't or don't want to move, have your resource, please. Please, please have your resource. Anyway, and we don't want that. It's just that stubbornness is insane. You're going to complain about something, but I'm going to give you a solution. Like, I'm fucking literally handing you a solution. But you don't really give a shit about that, do you? You're entitled and you're stubborn. And I remember just a minute ago when I said, I'm not going to mention this because I need to mention it separately. Complaining about things, to me, about things that I have no control over. I don't understand. Complain to me about how the app functions. Should do this, should do that. I'll put in a request. I get complaints about our parking lot. What are we supposed to do? Your parking lot is horrible. You need to expand. Where? Is a pond 30 feet behind the branch? The parking lot circles the branch because the drive-thru. The major road. There's literally nowhere to put more parking spots. There's nowhere. Unless you're going to build on top. So you're going to just build a layer on the layer that's there. Like just a one-level parking ramp. Two-level parking ramp? It's so stupid. Well, how about these rates? I don't know. You think they're like, hey, super basic frontline worker. Here's all the market secrets. Here's times. Here's rates. Here's loopholes. What do you think I am? I'm not the fucking IRS. I'm not the government. I don't make these rules. I'm not the market. When is it going to change? I don't fucking know. I wish I knew. If I knew, then well, I'd be a little bit richer about when it dips. But so, sorry, I'm just kind of rambling on now. I wanted this to be a decent episode. I'll get back into the swing of things. We're going to warm back up. That's really all I had to say about my whole year, my transition from coffee to coin. From coffee to coin. Anyway. Hit me up on Lay Twitter. Email me, you know where to find me, cshspodcast@gmail.com. I appreciate all of the listening that you did when I got my wrapped up for the year. I was very, very happy and kind of inspired to keep going. So, going to do a little bit more stuff if there was a different things that you liked, because we're all caught up with me and all my rambling. If I get some special janky shit, I'll let you know. You'll hear about it. But in the meantime, I have some I've got some listener stories we didn't read yet. I'm gonna go do more. I'm gonna read some more of the paranormal shit. That was awesome. So please, if you've got stuff like that, Tell me about your haunted workplaces. Please tell me about your haunted workplaces. Shit, I'm going to have to put that up somewhere. Okay, so yeah, tell me about your haunted workplaces. I'm going to look for more. We've already talked about mine. You know, we'll try to dive into the true crime thing again. I loved doing all that stuff. You know, I need to get back into this. We're going to get some, I'll work on having guests this time. It's just me. For everybody who's listened and listens multiple times, I really, really appreciate it. You're the real MVP. So what we'll do is we'll get some other people on, or, you know, I'll just have some really solid topics. But I need a little update. It's 2024. I saw how well my 2023 went, even though I didn't do shit for you in it. So I just appreciate you all. And thank you. How can't I help you today?